toted.
Are you joking when you say it, or are you?
Does I'm more it, or less joking.
You are.
Okay. Carried is the word.
All right. Does, I wonder if loved and toted, though, have a sense of something heavier.
Heavy,
than
extra
carried.
Heavy.
Mm-hmm. Extra heavy.
Mm-hmm. Especially lugged.
Especially lugged means something heavier
to
than
me
toted.
It does.
Than toted.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You might have something very fragile and you put it on a table, and if a child comes in and starts playing with it, you might say, now don't
chop it.
Don't touch
it. Don't break it. Don't touch it.
Right? If you want someone to get a knife for you that's in the kitchen, you might say,
go get the knife.
Right.
Go bring me a knife.
Which one would you be likely to say? Either one?
Go bring me a knife.
In hide and seek, there is a place you run back to. This is called the
base.
In football,
home.
In when would you use the word goal?
Well, I think of goal as football, where you get the ball between the posts. That's the goal. Or in hockey, get it in that wide basket thing. That's the goal. Or in basketball, get it through that basket thing. That's the goal.
All right. You wouldn't say that about a running game like a hide and seek. You wouldn't run back to the goal.
No, I don't think so. We used to call it base.
All right. In fishing, you say, yesterday I
caught
a fish, and I have
caught
many fish, right?
I have caught fish.
If they captured a wild animal, they might bring it back and put it in a
in a pen?
Jackson has a
where zoo.
If you're going to town and a friend says he'd like to go but he isn't ready, you'd say, oh, take your time. I'll
wait.
I'll wait for you. I'll wait on you.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Take your time. I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
All right. If a child is about to be spanked, he may beg his mother, oh, mother, give me another
chance.
Someone's really feeling good. You say, oh, yeah, he's in such a good
humor.
If you want to have a bunch of rats and you want to not have them any longer, you may get some poison. And you'll say to the man, I want some poison for those rats because I want to get
rid of them.
I need to borrow a pencil because I want to a letter.
Right.
A letter yesterday.
Wrote.
And I have
written.
Now that I've written him, I expect an
answer.
And I have my letter already and in the envelope. Will you the letter for me?
Mail it.
Will you put the name and
address and stamp?
All right. And if you are putting this on the front, you say, will you the letter for me? Will you
address it?
All right. And you say, sure, I will. What's his
address?
You caught under that. I can tell by your twinkle. A child comes home from school doing something that you didn't know he knew how to do. You might say, well, who on the world you that? Who
taught you that?
What does a child call someone who tells tales on people?
Tattletale.
There are some pretty things that grow out in the yard, and you smell them, and they smell very nice. These are all very pretty. They're roses or daisies, but they're all fly.
Oh, what?
Fly.
Flowers.
Beautiful. And when you want to bring them in, first you must go out and
pick them.
Right. Something a child plays with is a
play pretty.
Right. Now, would a play pretty be smaller for very small children, or could it be for older children?
Small children, I would say.
Is a toy the same as a play pretty?
Well, older children have toys too, but they don't call them play pretties.
They don't.